I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Representative, thank you very much for joining us. What's your reaction now that Szabo has resigned?
Hey, thank you, Dom, and thanks for having me. My reaction was I'm just happy. I'm happy for the women who work out here. I'm happy for the women in this field that we have one less predator to worry about. Again, it was never an issue for me with the majority, the partisanship. You know, we're just tired of looking over our shoulders.
Well, absolutely. That tale before we knew it was you was incredible, that he still kept coming back. And I think you said, and we'd heard this before, that women were warned about this guy during orientation. If that's the case, and we're being bipartisan here, you would have thought by now other forces would have gotten to this guy, say, you know, his caucus, and told him, you got to straighten up or this is going to go public.
So it's my understanding that it was well known in the Democrat caucus that he had this issue. Obviously, he has an issue with his drinking, and when he drinks, he has trouble keeping his hands and his thoughts to himself around women. But it's my understanding, you know, Andy's story goes back as far as 2019, that she had been reporting it to Democrat leadership under Representative Dermody at the time. But there are many members of current leadership that were in leadership then as well. And also, I know Colleen Kennedy was reported and has told people that she reported it as far back as 2018 when she helped him on his first campaign. So this goes way back. As far as warning the incoming members, that was me warning the new Republican freshmen about him, and just to not be alone with them and to avoid him when he's been drinking. So, you know, it's an unfortunate situation that women have to deal with, not just in politics, not just in Harrisburg, but in every aspect of our lives, that we have to look out for each other. And that's what we were doing. And again, when I was warning the women, I only knew my story. Mm-hmm. And as these other stories have been coming out, there have been some that are much worse than mine. So I realized that, you know, this is a pattern. This wasn't a one-time thing. This wasn't him having too much to drink and just trying to have a situation with me. Like, this is a real pattern that needs to be addressed. And that's why ultimately I decided to go public today.
What is it that triggered it today, though? What is it finally that you certainly have political office, you've been in the military, et cetera. Why is it public difficult in this situation? And why today, then, did you summon it up to determine you were going to do it?
Well, so I was hoping with the other stories and the other pressure it would be enough for it to be addressed. We did speak. There were a number of us that spoke to a member of the press here in Harrisburg, and he told me that he was going to publish our stories. And I thought that that story would then maybe put additional pressure on him to resign, or for leadership to at least call for his resignation. But again, it's been almost 2 weeks. That story has never been published. I don't know why. I don't know what the holdup was there. You know, there has been some suggesting that it was an attempt, you know, to cover it up. I don't know that that's true.
Okay.
But
here's an interesting part. We have the first, I'm not sure if she's the first woman, I'd have to go back and check, that is the speaker, certainly first African-American female. And yet, I think I've had her on once, Representative McClinton. You would think, even with the politics, and we get, look, this is very, very close, what's going on here, that she would be more receptive to this early on, if not calling, telling him he's got to resign, at least pressuring more. You know, if it were a male, we would hear, hey, guys, we're not as sensitive to this. What is it that you think about that, that we have a female speaker and it took this long?
Yeah, I mean, it's upsetting. I understand the politics of it for sure. If he resigns in time, the, you know, Linda Culver's seat and his seat can both be held on the primary election day and filled at the same time, and they'll never lose their majority. So in my opinion, it's not really that much of a political issue. So, I mean, it is upsetting. I wish that I had seen more support for these women that came up before me from the Democratic leadership. You know, I thought it was me too, right? So I don't know.
Yeah, particularly when there's a lot of public knowledge, apparently. Look, I wanted to ask you, it's got to be, I was friendly with a number of people over the years who maybe only had 100 miles or so to go to Harrisburg, but, you know, living there in that situation and commuting back and forth and all, there is a feeling that this is work you've chosen, but it's difficult. So there's got to be a temptation on this, but this seems to be well beyond anything that was mere flirting or whatever. What is it like? You were in Armstrong, Westmoreland counties. That's quite a distance. So do you get home during the week, or how do you deal with that?
So my drive into Harrisburg is 3.5 hours. So I usually come in on a session week. I'll come in on Sunday night and I stay until we're done on Wednesday. And then I go back home. So I'll be driving here shortly to go back home. But you know, I don't spend any more time out here than I have to.
I hear you. Yeah. Look, I'm glad I sense that. And look, I admire people in your position willing to do that because it's really important. And Abby, is this your first term? How long have you been in the House?
So I won a special election last session. My predecessor, unfortunately, had to resign for health reasons. So I did almost the full term last session, and this is my second session.
Okay. So I say that because I try to tell listeners here, and we saw it with Tom Wolf and the petty authoritarian, in my view, the way the lockdown and everything else was held. Harrisburg really affects our lives here. We think it's a galaxy far, far away, but it's not.
Right.
And that was the best evidence I could ever present. Now, we know that you served in the military, and you talked about some of this in the military where I assume, you know, much more difficult. Do you see the trend in the military? Have they gotten a handle on these things?
I think in general, it's getting better for women every day. I was in the military 15 years ago, I think. It's hard to think back that long. So I'm sure things are much better today than they were 15 years ago. And I believe that things are much better here in Harrisburg than they were 15 years ago. But we have to keep striving to do better. So, and that's our goal here, is to do better, to make a culture where women don't have to look over their shoulder constantly and worry about these men and share names of men to avoid. And we just don't want it to be like that here. We're representatives. We're elected by the people. We should be held to a higher standard always.
So
it's an honor.
Yeah, so that our listeners know, Abby Major with us. What is your focus? You know, representatives we have on, there's always some area. What's the big thing for Abby Major?
So I've been working on a lot of issues. My main issue is obviously taking care of the people of my district and working on the issues that they care about. I'm the chair of the Second Amendment Caucus in the House.
And he's, I'm saying that because he probably knew if you're the chair of the Second Amendment Caucus and this guy still does. Oh, my God. And a military woman. Yes.
Dom, maybe he should be grateful that that I noticed him before he made it all the way to my car, right?
Yes. I mention that because, you know, routinely in these cases, we see how far it goes that knowing your background there, still to pursue in this, and even with this other representative with you, another witness, if it comes to that, that it just shows you the pathology of this. Wow.
And that's why it's so concerning, because, again, I don't know the motivation there. Like, what was the plan if I hadn't noticed him, if I hadn't gone and got this other man to walk me to my car? Like, what if he had made it to my car? Like, what was the thought process there on his? I don't know. I can't speak for him. And again, there was a lot of alcohol involved on his part. I don't know. He probably doesn't even remember, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, so I hope, though, that you coming forward today and then the resignation happening pretty quickly afterward is a good sign on this. So I'm glad of that.
I hope so, too. And you know, I've been telling everybody if next time it's a Republican man acting this way, I'll be calling for his resignation also.
I hear you. Well, the good news is we didn't know you. There's so many people in Harrisburg, but I'm very glad to meet the chair of the Second Amendment Caucus coming on. And hopefully we'll talk again on some of those policy matters. Thank you, Abby, very much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dom, for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.